Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome, good evening. You are on the Word Prayer Project, and I am your prayer partner, Pastor Steph, and it is March 10th, amen, Sunday night, and I am so happy to be with you. It's been a couple of weeks, it's been a couple of busy weeks, but thank God we're back together again. And remember, I need to know if you're in the room. So if you're in the room, please make sure you give me a quick shout out so I can say hey back to you. And I can't wait to get underway. In a couple of minutes, we're going to go through some of the topics that we've prayed about. We got our first check in. Hey, Shantice, Shantice is one of the behind-the-scenes individuals that helps make this all possible with Block Talk Radio. And you can catch Shantice Engineering, Block Talk Radio, Monday through Friday. She has two of her own segments. On Monday, she has The Switch with Shantice, and on Thursday, she has Pray for Them. And both of those can be heard somewhere around 8:40 a.m. So I want to say a big old hello to Shantice. Let's make sure we give a shout-out to our other lady in the background who keeps us moving and chugging along on YouTube Live and Facebook Live. That's our girl, Anika. Hey, Anika. We got some check-ins from our girl, Kitty. Hey, Kitty girl. And a check-in from our girl, Renee. Hey, Renee. Oh, listen, pick up the phone, call your friends, call your family members. Make sure you text some people. Let them know that we are here together holding hands and holding hearts. You know, listen, I invited somebody a few weeks ago to pray with us. And they said, you know, Steph, I pray all the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm good with the fact that you pray. We're supposed to be praying, but I want to remind you that there is power in unified prayer. Remember, the Word of God says when there are two or three gathered together, oh, he will be in the midst. So we want to make sure that we give this prayer an increased power. All right? We don't want to be praying by ourselves, and that's the only thing we do. We got to get some prayer partners, and we got to get those answers, you know, and that prayer power magnified, okay? Oh, we got to check in for my girl, Vivian. Hey, Viv. How are you? We've been missing Viv on the broadcast all week on the 2 Time with Pastor Steph. So, hey, girl. Oh, my goodness. Who else we got? Hey, Miss Wanda. All right, now. Listen, this is my auntie in the room. Thank you so much for stopping by. It is so great to see you. I pray you are doing well. I called you. I left you a message. Check your voicemail. Yeah, I called you. I was thinking about you. I was praying for you. And I decided to reach out and give you a holler. And I missed you, unfortunately. So please know that I prayed for you. Okay? So thank you so much for joining us. Again, pick up that phone, pick up that and get to text it and let people know that you are on the Word Prayer Project with Pastor Steph. And in a minute or two, we're going to go through some of the prayer topics that we've had. And You know, we're going to make sure we join hands and join hearts. Dealing with the family issue, well, we're going to keep that lifted in prayer. We don't have to know the details, but we know that God wants all things settled. He wants his people to be in peace. He wants his people to have rest. And this is the way we get it done. Right? Amen. When we go before the Lord. All right. Shout out to my girl, Teresa, who fixed my hair today. Shantice normally fixes my hair. And, you know, today I said, you know what? I'm going to start shouting out all my people who helped to get it done. So shout out to Shantice, who normally fixes up my hair. Shout out to Teresa, who did it today. Thank you, ladies, for always helping me look good. And I am so grateful to you, because I sure couldn't do it myself. No. So without further ado, let me get to some of the topics that we have prayed about. Well, let's go backwards, you know, because we were on a couple of weeks ago praying together, and we prayed for a changed life. We can always use a change and improvement in our life. We prayed for humility. We prayed for a better understanding of God's will. We prayed for ministering to others. We prayed answers to our prayer, a divine release from your circumstance. Oh, Miss Wanda, that's one that you have, that we have for you, okay? You just say you're dealing with a family issue. We're going to pray for a divine release from your circumstance, all right? All right. Love you. All right. We pray for protection of our home. We pray for being reliable. We prayed about our commitment to God. We prayed regarding doubt. Oh, my. Listen, I want you to just type in your search engine the word prayer project and look at all of the different topics that we pray for. And just in case there's something that you're going through, just in case there's something that you're battling, just in case there's something that's been on your heart, you don't have to pray about it alone. You don't have to pray about it alone. Because what we do here is we put our prayer requests together, we read them out loud, we let the world know who and what we're praying for, and we get answers. We get answers to our prayers. And that's not to say you don't get any answers to your prayer. But what that does say is that there's power in unified prayer. And that's what we're joining here today. We always have a topic. There's like a couple of times we do it, we're just open. But we always have a topic. And today's topic is obedience over sacrifice. Ooh. I was looking through a list of different topics that I wrote down a few weeks ago, and I didn't have this one quite worded like this, but somewhere along the line it was out there, and God just put it together for today. Obedience over sacrifice. And you know, there's a very common phrase that's used: God knows my heart. Now, we know that. We know that God knows our hearts. But God said, listen, I need you to do as you're instructed. I need your heart to be matched with my will, my way, and my heart. Because, see, when you go with your heart, ultimately what you're saying is, you know more than God. Yeah, I know. I know you wasn't thinking about it that way. That's not what you meant. That's not how you feel. That's not the way you were thinking. But can I just break it down to you? That's what it boils down to. You know, back in biblical times, Samuel told King Saul to go and just take over the Amalekites. You know, he told him to tell King Ahab, I need him to go to the Amalekites. I need him to destroy everything. I need him to destroy everything. That was Saul's instruction from God to King Saul. Go destroy them all. Don't take nobody. Don't leave nobody. kill them and destroy them all. Don't take anything with you. And what do you think happened?
He decided that he was going to take King Ahab and some of their possessions. And that was it for God with King Saul. So listen, I don't need you to do what you wanted to do, because King Saul told Samuel, you know what, I held on to some of the plunder because, you know, the animals I was going to sacrifice to God. And Samuel had to say to him, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. Just do what God wants you to do. So stop trying to put your own spin on things. Stop trying to make more sense out of what you're thinking and what you want to do more than what God is telling you to do. God's word is very explicit. There's really, you know, no gray areas when he gives you instruction. And this is something that a lot of us have to learn. When God says jump, you say how high. You don't say, I don't want to jump, I'd rather bend. If God says jump, then come on, let's jump. And we don't want to get in trouble with God because here we are believing that what we want, what we think, what we feel is greater than God. So what does Pastor Steph always do? Come on, let's go to the Word of God. Let's see what the Word of God has to say about obedience. One of my absolute favorites, John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You will keep my commandments. Amen. We can't look at the Word of God, put a twist on it, and then decide that's the way it's going to get done. No, we're going to always end up behind the eight ball. So if you're having a problem, but this is a struggle for you, just being obedient, and I mean obedient. I don't mean no little bit here and a little bit there. I mean do it exactly the way God tells you to do it. Do it exactly when God tells you to do it. And we're going to get into all the little particulars for those of you who need a little bit more clarification. But if you're having any level of struggle with this, it's okay. It's okay. Because that's what we're here for. We, you and I, and all of our prayer partners, we're going to definitely lift this issue up before the Lord. Make sure you put your prayer request inside of the chat room so we can go before the Lord together. You don't have to go before the Lord alone. It's wonderful that you're praying. You're supposed to be praying by yourself, but tonight is not the night. I don't care if you've been praying for the past week about this thing. Good. You were supposed to. But now God says, I'm ready to increase that prayer power. I'm going to send you some people so you can join together, hold hands, and bring me this issue. All right? So let's make sure we do just that. What else is the Lord saying? 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Now, I don't know if y'all ever pay attention to the way God speaks, but God does not mince words. I mean none. Let me read that to you again. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. Come on now. Let's get this together. Don't go backwards. God did not give you this particular topic tonight for you to go backwards. You're supposed to go before the Lord and let God know, I'm ready. I'm ready to be fully obedient. I'm ready to pay attention to what you got to say. I'm ready to put this issue before you, not alone, but with my prayer partners. I'm ready to increase the power of prayer, dear Heavenly Father. And I know you listening to me. And I know you want this for me, because I will never want something like that if that's not what you wanted for me. So come on. Do you know somebody who's struggling with this thing? Then pick up that phone, call or text them, and let them know, hey, Prayer is on right now. Come on, let's get together and let's get together and pray. You can talk, you can get together and talk about anything you want to talk about. You can get together and you can go out, you can get together and you can do this and do that. But are you getting together to pray about the things that you're struggling with? There's no reason to be ashamed. Put that prayer request in that chat room, because guess what? We all struggling with something. And I promise you, when you hear the prayer requests that are coming through tonight, I don't even want to know how many thumbs up we're going to get. All right? So let's make sure we're doing this together. Make sure we're doing this together, okay? Let me see. What else? Psalm 119:30. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me, O Lord. Amen. 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 Set your rules, God, before me. Meaning that whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm doing first. I'm not putting what I want to do in front of what you want me to do, because that's not being faithful. That's not being loyal. That's not being obedient. See, you can't call yourself a child of God but do things your way. I know you're accustomed to it. I know that. I know you think you're grown. I know. I know you don't live with your mama no more. I know. I know you don't like rules. I know. But guess what? The word says, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. Psalm 119:30. Amen. 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 And amen. Let me tell you something. Do you know the level of maturity it takes to get to that point? That you can tell God, you know what, God, it's about your will, your way. It's not about me. I don't even necessarily have to understand your plan. But because I trust you, I'm going with your will and your way. You know, a couple years ago, God gave me this phrase, faithful obedience. Now, the reason why I say faithful obedience is because we don't want to just obey God. We don't want to just be robots. Well, the Bible says this, and I'm just going to do it. Because guess what happens? When people are speaking to you and they ask you, why are you doing certain things? And you say to them, hey, you know what, well, God told me to. You sound like a robot if you can't think of anything else to say. And that's one of the things that people have come to resent. This is a conversation that I've heard. These are the conversations that I've had. I don't want to be forced to do anything. That's the logic. That God is setting aside the things that he wants us to do, putting us and showing us what he wants us to do, and making us do it. And we have to show that as children of God, that we don't just do what God says because we're robots, but we do what God says because we trust him. We do what God says because we believe that he is a man who's going to have a bigger plan for our life than we do. Because he's a God that has shown me that he's been faithful to me, and I got to show him that I'm going to be faithful to him. So believe in what he says. I know I have a little bit of struggle with that. But you know what, God? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because I believe that at the end of this thing here, you got something real good for me. So it takes maturity to get there. Yeah. This ain't something that you're going to wake up with. But let me tell you something. God's not waiting for you to sift through everything either. Oh, God is working on me. Can I tell you something? There are too many scriptures that I've read that have squashed that thing. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Squash that. All of that God is working on me, he's doing me yet, throw that out the window. Because my Bible tells me so much is given, much is required. Oh, that don't give you a whole lot of room to do no whole lot of nonsense before you follow God's word. God says, if you know what to do, and you Not me, the Word of God. I'm just here to reiterate what the Word of God says. So see, scriptures like that tell me I don't have time to be sitting on the sideline talking about, well, you know, I'm getting it together. No. God says, if I already gave it to you and I've given you understanding, then I'm requiring you to do it. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. He's not trying to hear all the things you got to do in order to be obedient. See, that's what the sacrifice is. That's what we give to God. Well, God, you want me to leave this thing here alone? Well, that means I got to do this. So please wait for me for the process. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to cut the grass. Then I got to work and mow the lawn. I then got to paint the house. You know, and when I finish doing all of that, God, then I can do that. That, no. The sacrifice says that whether I understand it or not, before I cut the grass, before I mow the lawn, before I paint the house, I'm just going to do what God says because he wants me to do it now. He didn't give me a directive today for me to wake up 2 weeks from now and do it unless he told you to. So this thing here is big. So come on, put that prayer request in. Let's go before the Lord together. We all struggling with something. And obedience is a huge struggle for God's people. I'm not just talking about sinful people. Because God is not expecting them to do much more than sin. But if you claim that you belong to the Lord and you claim that God is the head of your life and you claim that Jesus is at the center of your life, then come on, let's get that obedience going. He ain't waiting for you. No, he's not waiting for you like that. Because if he were to close your eyes the day of tomorrow, you will be charged with what you know and you did not do. So we want to make sure we get all of our ducks in a row. And obedience is one of the key things. Obedience over sacrifice is what we're talking about tonight. Not just obedience. Not just sacrifice, but obedience over sacrifice. God's not trying to hear what you got to let go of. He says, just do what I tell you to do. Because guess what? A lot of times the stuff that we didn't put on the list to get rid of before we do what God says, we don't even have to worry about that stuff. Once we do what God says, that stuff will go away. Oh, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A lot of things that we're worrying about, we don't have to worry about. That's our worry. God has already taken care of it, and he's done something else. And it left your issue behind. But you worried about all the little things that need to be done. He says, no, 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 no. When King Ahab, when King Ahab was still alive, after God told Saul to destroy him and everything that belongs to him, and he didn't, that was disobedience to God. That's what that was. When King Saul said, you know, but I wanted to take the animals, you know, that I took from King Ahab, and I wanted to sacrifice it to you. Because, again, back then, that's what they did. They sacrificed animals. God said, excuse me, I told you kill everything. But you're going to tell me you held on to it so you could sacrifice it for me? How are you sacrificing something for me that I told you to get rid of? Oh, so that goes back to what I just said. All the stuff that you're looking to get rid of before you are obedient, God is already taking care of that. It's already done. It's already done. And all the time it's taking you to get rid of it, that's why it's taking you so long. Because you ain't had no business with your hands on it anyway. So just be obedient. Just be obedient. I promise you that this thing here is going to be a whole lot better for you in the event you handle it the right way. I promise you. So if you're struggling, don't be afraid to say, God, I'm struggling. God, I need your help. Oh, the drinking. Oh, Somebody's spitting it out tonight. The drinking. How many other things can we say? The sex. Oh, spitting it out. Come on. Put in here what you're struggling with. I can't let it go, Lord. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. What you struggling with? What are you struggling with? That obedience, that one thing that's just like, oh, my goodness gracious. What are we got? Oh, the cussing. Now, somebody else is saying the cursing, too. Listen, I know about that one. I know about that one there. That you saying the cussing. Oh, my goodness. Yes, the cussing. Let's be obedient. And here's the thing I love about God. Here's the thing I love about God. When you take one thing to God, do you realize that you're really not taking one thing to God? God is that kind of God that once you put one thing before him that you are really, really, truly willing to give up, do you know how many other things are attached to that? Ooh, he's that kind of God. That you got 100 things on your list to get rid of, but all you got to do is start getting rid of 2 or 3 of them, and boy, that list begins to shrink. Because once you get rid of this thing, the other things are attached to it. There are so many other things attached to it, and when you looked at 100 things on the list, and you thought that getting rid of the cussing was going to just take you to 99 things on the list, but getting rid of that cussing actually helped to take you to 72 things on that list. Yeah, that's the kind of God I know about. And if you know about that kind of God, give me a thumbs up. Let me know. Just give me an amen. Because that's how God cleans you up. All the stuff that you're worried about, you ain't got to worry about. When you look up, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Wow. You know, I was worried about the way I walked. But you know what? Now that the chiropractor, cracked my back. Now my walking is a lot better. So instead of me now thinking about the walking, I ain't got to just think about the walking. And he didn't took care of the back problems. He didn't took care of the walking problems. Yo, everything is a check. Trust me when I tell you. So come on, I want you to put that prayer request inside the chat room. I'm getting ready to read these requests, and I guarantee you that as the requests are being read, if somebody is going to ask God for something that is going to match your heart's desire, didn't I just say everything is attached? Oh, all you got to do is be in the room, and God will start connecting the dots for you. I like that kind of God. That's the kind of God I love. That's the kind of God I love. Once one person puts out the prayer request, it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even think about that. That's me too. And then somebody else's prayer request get read, that's me too. And then someone else's prayer request get read, that's me too. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. All right? So I just want to go over one more thing, then we can get to read these prayer requests, and we'll get that prayer going, all right? Here's something about being obedient. We have to practice immediate obedience. Immediate. Again, we can't put the cart before the horse. We can't be saying, I need to do this, and this, and then I'll do what God said. No. When God tells you to do it, just do it. And here's my analogy. For those of you who work, when your boss tells you, you know what, we have to change this rule, and here are a new set of rules, effective today, we don't tell the boss, oh, I don't like these rules, I'm going to start them in 2 weeks. After I finish doing this, I'll obey rules. No, you won't have a job. And because you're concerned about your job, you make sure you comply to the new rules immediately. Well, why does God have to wait? So man doesn't have to wait, but God has got to wait? No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Because your delay could be costly. Your delay could cost you your life. Your delay could cost someone else their life. Your delay could cost you a prison term without being literally behind bars. Oh, did I just say that? Oh, catch it. Catch it. Catch it. How many times have we not done what God told us to do and now we have to end up eating a whole lot of other nonsense? Because we didn't do what God said do when he said it. So now you walk in the jail. You got bars all around you despite the fact that you're free. You're not free anymore because you were disobedient, and now you're locked behind bars despite the fact that nobody can see those bars but you. So make sure that your obedience is immediate. Oh, make sure your obedience is complete. Didn't I just give you the story about King Ahab and Saul? God said, go in and destroy King Ahab and all of the Amalekites, everything and everybody. Don't leave kids. Don't leave women. Don't leave the king. Leave everybody. Saul decided with his own plan, he would hold on to King Ahab and some of the possessions. God said, that's not what I told you to do. I told you to destroy everything and everybody. We have to do what God says do completely. We can't do what God says partially, even if we do it immediately. Because let me let you know something. When you don't do it completely, do you realize it's not done? Oh, we got to check in from our girl, Bev. Hey, Bev, how are you? Thanks for joining us. Oh, tonight we're talking about obedience over sacrifice. So the first thing we know about obedience is it has to be immediately. When God tells you to do it, make sure you do it. Make sure you do it, okay? Completely obedient. We have to do it completely. All right, Auntie. All right. Hey, Isaiah, thank you so much for joining us. We will definitely keep you lifted in prayer and your daughter lifted in prayer. Amen. Amen. Next thing, make sure you go into your obedience to what God said joyfully. Now, this is one that gets me, that has gotten me kicked in my butt. Oh, yeah. Because I'm like, oh, my God. I do it immediately. I do it completely, but certain things, I'm like, oh, all right. And the Spirit of the Lord said, no, you better act like it's brand new and you ain't never done it before. I've got many times you've had to do this thing. Make sure you get it done, and you get it done thoroughly, you get it done immediately, and you do it joyfully. Because if we dragging and dragging and dragging, guess what? God ain't honoring that. No, we have to do it joyfully. We got a check-in from Mr. Michael Black. Well, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Yes, yeah, that joy don't be hitting all the time. You better believe it, Charlie. That's the one that always gets, always. Look, I never hesitate to move. I never hesitate to do it exactly the way God said. But if God just told me to do something, then I'm like, oh, here we go. Okay, God. And God is reading that. So we got to make sure, one, stand with me. We do the assignment. We are obedient immediately. Number two, we are obedient completely. Number three, we are obedient joyfully. And once you cover those three things, you good. You good. God can move on to the next thing. Ah, he can leave that thing behind and move on to the next thing. all right? Oh, Uncle Mike, hey, hey, hey. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for stopping by. We're so happy to have you. And we're talking about obedience over sacrifice tonight. And make sure if there's any level of struggle, whether you're struggling with being obedient immediately, whether you're struggling with being obedient completely, or whether you're struggling with being obedient joyfully, make sure you put that request in the chat. Come on, ain't nothing to be embarrassed about. We're all jacked up in some shape, form, or fashion. That's why we're here together. We can all pray individually over in our little prayer closet, in our little prayer corner. That's fine. That's what we're supposed to do. But guess what? The Bible tells us that one will chase 1,000. Two can send 10,000 to flight. Now, let's look at the ratio. Look at the magnitude. Do you want to chase 1,000 or do you want to chase 10,000? All you have to do is get one other person in order to chase 10,000. Think about if 25, 30 of us were on here at the same time, what that would mean for getting rid of the things that are in your life that God just needs to shed. You can't do it alone. We're not designed to do it alone. So come on, that's whole hands, that's whole heart. We got to check in from a Calvin Bell. Hey there, Calvin. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for stopping by. Please make sure you put more prayer requests in the chat room because I'm getting ready to read the prayer requests. And you know how we do over here on the Word Prayer Project. Now listen, you know from a couple of prayer sessions ago, if you hear something that you're struggling with in these prayer requests, if you hear something that you want God to honor in your life as well, give me a thumbs up, all right? You know why? Because, listen, there's power in our prayer, and there's power in letting everybody know you're not alone. I'm struggling too. And you know what? Thank you for being open and honest about what you want God to do for you, because I want God to do that for me, and I want God to do that for you and me. So make sure that if you hear anything that resembles what you're thinking, how you feel, what's been on your heart, make sure you give a thumbs up, all right? Praying and thanking God for blessing me through another week, asking God that I stay obedient, asking God that I pick obedience over sacrifice, praying and asking God that I'm fully obedient and don't see it as a sacrifice. Ooh, I like that. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer request. Praying for my genuine obedience to God. Praying that I do what God leads me to do when and how and for the reasons he says. Thanking God for speaking to me through his Holy Spirit, his written word, and his music. Amen, amen, amen. Thumbs up for that one. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit who helps me follow God rules and regulations for me. Thanking God for knowing my heart and always checking me on it. Amen, amen, amen. I'm giving a thumbs up for that God checking me. Thank you, God, for loving me enough to check me and check my heart. When my heart is out of place, God is right on top of me. Stephanie, you have to get that together. Stephanie, think about that thing. Stephanie, you can't go that way. Stephanie, do it right. Do it right. Amen. Praying that I become a lot more obedient when it comes to doing things for difficult people, including myself. Amen. Amen. Thumbs up. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praying that I stop caring about what others think when it comes to the deeds of God and how he is leading me to do. Praying that doesn't interfere with my obedience. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you for those prayer requests. Thanking God for working on and healing my heart. Thanking God for renewing my mind and getting me to a point to where I want to be obedient. Asking God to continue to work on me, continue to kill my pride, continue to convict me when I'm out of alignment to his will and his way. praying that God removes anything and everything out the way that causes any level of hesitation when it comes to my obedience unto him. Amen. 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 Let's get those thumbs up. Let everybody know, girl, God, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. I got that struggle too. Thank you for the prayer request. Praying to God. Praying to God, giving thanks for his gift of the Holy Spirit. I pray that I strive to always exercise my faithful obedience to him as I trust him and his plan for my life. I pray continually to be more and more sensitive to when the Holy Spirit guides me, as it is he who is greater in me. But please help me to always prioritize the things of God before my own wants. May my desires stay in line with what God wants. Thank you, Lord, for not dealing with me according to my many iniquities and still find me useful for his works. Amen. 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 Remember, if you have a prayer request, please make sure that you put it in this chat room. We had an earlier prayer request. All right. Praying for my obedience to be perfected when God asks me to minister to others. Amen. 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 Thank you for those prayer requests. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. All right. Praying for all the people who were baptized alongside of me. Praying that God reveals our disobedience and causes a level of discomfort and fear of the Lord that would have us running back to him to repent and confess and correct. Praying that God continues to work on our hearts. Praying that God helps us to be obedient to the word he has spoken over our bond and do what we need to do for one another. Amen. 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 Thank you for that prayer request. Praying and asking God to help me to be more obedient to his will and his way. Thanking God for giving me another chance to get it right. Asking God for forgiveness when I try to do things my way instead of waiting on him. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Oh, we have a check-in from a mailing. Who Keyshell? Hey. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us, stopping by, giving God thanks that you were in the room. Thank you for that prayer request. I apologize to you, God, for dragging my feet when you asked me to talk to people about you. He has been so good to me. I can't continue to conceal it. Praying that God helps me with my obedience with men's relationships with the men in my life. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Thank you. God knows my heart. I'm ready to be completely obedient to God's will for my life. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that prayer request. Thank you so much. You know, God has been so good to us. So good to us. And, you know, we want to make sure that when we have an opportunity to be together, that we utilize it. It's very easy to sit in the cut and, you know, listen and that's fine. And I want you here. God wants you here. But God also wants to hear the sound of your voice. I want everybody to understand that. God wants to hear the sound of your voice. God wants to hear your sacrifice. God wants to hear your, and when I say sacrifice, I'm not talking about sacrifice over obedience. I'm talking about your sacrifice, which you're willing to let go of, okay? So I want you to know that God is listening to you. So even if you did not put that prayer request in the chat room, I want you to just sit there with your phone in your hand, with your iPad in your hand or your tablet. If you're behind a laptop, I want you to touch this laptop as we go before the Lord. Of all the things that were actually in those prayer requests, those things that are not in the prayer request,
those things that are on our heart and what we're struggling with. And that's the way you can connect with us tonight. You know, listen, it's still not too late to text a friend, call a friend, and let them know what I got to do. And go on Coach for Christian Life Facebook page. All they have to do is go on a Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube page. All they got to do is call 516-387-1358. 516-387-1358. So you can connect and listen. Everybody doesn't have internet access, and it's okay, because we go by audio too. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go before the Lord. Dear kind, gracious, powerful, almighty Heavenly Father, the great Creator, we come before you tonight, dear Heavenly Father, and we give you praise. We give you thanks, God, for just allowing us, just allowing us to be with you tonight. Because you could have closed our eyes. We could have been on somebody's flag, in somebody's grave, cremated. We could be in the land of the non-living. But because you're so merciful, because you're so great, because you're so wonderful, you've given us an opportunity to tune in, to come on in this room and talk about obedience over sacrifice. And God, we didn't learn something tonight. There was a scripture we never heard of. There's a scripture we needed to be reminded of. There was something somebody said in their prayer request. There was something that Pastor Steph said, something that proved I was supposed to be in this tonight. And we want to thank you, God, for including us. Where many times people get the invite to come on and they feel like, oh, they didn't pray it already, and they got their church to pray with, and they ain't got no time, they resting, they getting ready. All of that stuff is good. But it's another thing to join with the people of God to get those prayers answered on a greater magnitude. See, Christ said, I didn't come to give you life. I came to give you life more abundantly. So when we join hands and join hearts and we come before you together and pray, God, we know that you're honoring that prayer because your word says so. Your word says as long as two or three. You didn't say nothing about that one. We know that you honor that one, but your word specifically says where there are two or three gathered, and we invite you in, you will be there. You will be in the midst. And we thank you. We thank you for honoring your word. We thank you that you're not like us and we say one thing and do another. Oh, we thank you, God, that we're not like you. We say something and we do it for a couple of times and then it just falls off. Lord, we're just thanking you that you're consistent. We thank you, God, that you love us. As someone said in their prayer request, you just love us despite our iniquities. How can we say thank you, God? How can we say thank you? How can we say thank you for you not introducing us to prayer partners? That we don't have to carry the load by ourselves anymore. That yes, I may pray by myself, but we can't think of everything. Everything don't come to my mind. Lord, you know I pray several times for many reasons, but you still have me coming together with my prayer partners to bring everything to you. I help to usher them to you, and they help to usher me to you. That there's nothing better than being in the company with your people. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray that all the embarrassment is thrown out the window. Because we're all struggling with something. We're praying to Heavenly Father that privacy is thrown out the window. Because your word says that we are to confess our sins to one another. And that's what we're doing tonight. That's what we do each and every time we get together. We are confessing our sins to one another. We're letting somebody know this, and you ain't all that bad by yourself.
that I might be a little worse. And I'm helping you to know that you ain't in this by yourself and you ain't got to take this walk by yourself. Thank you, God. Thank you for the introduction of this prayer room. Thank you, Father. We need one another. So, God, as we come together tonight to talk about obedience over sacrifice, so many people say, God, you know my heart. And sometimes I always say that's a dangerous thing. Because, see, you read. You read the heart. Your word says, you know what? While you're looking on the outside, I search the heart. And, Lord, I want to thank you tonight for searching our hearts. Because someone said it in their prayer request. Thank you for searching my heart and revealing the nastiness. Thank you for researching my heart and revealing how I'm not as great as I think I am. Thank you, God, for searching my heart and revealing that I still got work to do on this heart. Thank you, God, for searching my heart and revealing that I ain't as great as I think I am. Although I've gotten a little better, I still got a ways to go. But in all of that, I still can't do it by myself. Because if it weren't for you, God, searching my heart, I wouldn't know half the stuff. The Bible tells us that the heart is deceitful. It makes us think and feel things that we, don't even realize. Thank you, God, for searching our heart. Because that's why we're here tonight. Praying for obedience over sacrifice. Because, see, sacrifice is what the heart wants to do. And that's what the heart tells us to do. Oh, go ahead and get rid of that. You can get rid of that because we're always going to let go of the easy things. We're always going to let go of the things, God, that we don't mind parting with. But you're here tonight to tell us that our obedience and our faithfulness means a whole lot more to you than our sacrifice. That when we think we got time to perfect this stuff, that we don't know how much time we got here. But thank you, God, for pointing out all of this. Thank you, God, for revealing all of this to us. Thank you, God, for those who didn't mind putting their prayer requests in the prayer room, and it helped someone else. Whether they're listening right now, whether they're listening a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, that it's going to help somebody. And we thank you, God, for that level of boldness that says, you know what? I got to put it out there because God told me to be obedient. God told me to confess my sins. If I put embarrassment or shame or privacy before confessing my sins, then I'm already being disobedient. Thank you for revealing that to us, God. Thank you for making the things that we thought were so profound so simple. Ooh, you are an awesome God. You are an awesome God. Awesome God. There is nothing we could do without you. Thank you, Father, for always holding us. Thank you, Father, for never letting go. Thank you, God, that even if we held on just to the hem of your garment, you held on to us for dear life, our life. Thank you, God, that all we had to do was just take the step towards being obedient, and you completed the process. That we thought it was so hard to do that thing you told us to do, but once we got underway and we got to step 5, you finished us all the way to step 10. Because you're that kind of God. We thank you, Father. Thank you so much for your special love. Thank you so much, God, for a love that this world knows nothing about. This world cannot give us. Only your love can come, just come and take over and turn us around from our wicked and evil ways, even when we think with all of that. Thank you for standing right there when we told you no thank you. Thank you for standing right there when we were doing it our way. And we disregarded what you said. We disregarded what you felt. When you made it clear that we need to be in service, we need to be in church each week, but we got to do it our way. Because we don't like church. Because we don't want to be here. We don't believe that you should give offers. We don't trust the pastor. You didn't say none of that. You said, I need you to assemble with like-minded individuals. And we think that sitting looking at TV, looking at YouTube, being on a Zoom is sufficient. Thank you for showing us differently. Thank you, God, for giving us an understanding as to what you say is what you say. Obedience is just doing what you say, knowing that even if we don't understand it, we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't lead to our own understanding before we're obedient. All we have to do is position ourselves, be obedient, and you'll clear up anything we can't figure out. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, how you've held on to us despite the fact that we'll do anything the man tells us to do. Anything this world tells us to do, anything the administration tells us to do, anything the job tells us to do, anything the landlord tells us to do, anything anyone tells us to do, we do it. Anything the doctor tells us to do, we do it. But we compromise with everything you tell us to do. It always has to make sense in order for us to do it. And I want to thank you right now for not letting go, because none of us would be here. Not me, not anyone else on this line, or anyone else who picks up this prayer hereafter. None of us would be able to do any of it if it were not for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for being a man of your word. You said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the only reason why we're here is because you have not left us nor forsaken us. We thank you, God, for protecting us through it all. Well, we were supposed to be in one place and we were someplace else. But you did not allow calamity or anything tragic to happen. Thank you, God. When we lie, but you pushed it through anyway. Thank you. Thank you for giving us another chance to fix it. So we're not going to lie no more. We're just going to be obedient. We're not going to try to figure it out. We're just going to do it. We're not going to worry about what we got to sacrifice before we worry about being simply being obedient. Thank you, God, for giving us the confidence to be able to stand by what you say. The times when we've been obedient and you've blessed our lives, you've shown who you are through us. Thank you. Thank you for not making us look crazy. We love you, God. We owe you everything. And the one thing we owe you more than anything else is obedience. We owe you obedience. Because you didn't have to do any of this, but you did. You didn't have to pay the bills. You didn't have to keep us healthy. When the doctor said this, you kept us going. When the money said this, you kept us going. When our money said we should have been homeless, you kept the roof over our head. When our money said we should have been hungry, you kept food in our mouths. When the boss wanted to fire us, you kept us employed. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we should have been sitting up in jail or going to court, but you were the lawyer that fixed it before it even got to the judge or on the bench. Thank you. 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 When we should have been dead, but we're alive. And that's all I could keep saying. When we should have been dead, but we're alive. When we should have been dead, but we're alive. When we should have been dead, but we're alive. Amen. Amen. So many ways we could have been dead, but we are still alive.
So many times we should have been crazy, but we're sane. So many times we should have been crying, but you wiped away every tear before the first one dropped. Amen. Thank you. 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 Thank you when we should have been left out. Thank you when nobody should have contacted us about this prayer. But somebody picked up the phone and texted us or called us and said, come on in this room. But you could have left us out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you where it could have been 900 other prayers going on and we don't know nothing about. We knew nothing about it. But we over in our corner praying by ourselves. But you decided to give us some prayer partners. Thank you. To increase the power of our prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you when we cheated on our spouse. And I don't mean just sleeping with another person, but cheating in any shape, form, or fashion. And we should have been divorced. But we're still together. In this fight, together. Thank you. We love you, God, because you continue to do the unimaginable. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we come before you tonight. Holding hands and holding hearts. Together, we say thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. It is always so special being with you. Please do not forget to join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't catch us live from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., it's okay. You can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you need is Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Prime Podcast, Audible.com, Google Podcast, Apple iTunes, Apple Podcast, FeedSpot. There is almost no platform that we're not on. We're on everyone, okay? If you are not available till 9:05, 9:10 in the morning, it's okay because 5 minutes after we finish, Blog Talk is already putting us on demand. So you ain't got to wait. You ain't got to wait till later. All right? Please make sure you share this prayer topic with someone. Just because we're finished and we're closing out, it doesn't mean that somebody doesn't need this prayer. I also encourage you to go into your search engine and type in the word prayer project. And look at all the topics we've prayed about. Something is on that list that you need. God has already taken care of what you are struggling with. So going back on never day, God is alive. God is alive. God is alive. Just go back and play the prayer. And you will be with your prayer partner. Yeah, you may be praying it alone, but you're not alone. All righty? So I love you so much. Please, if you have not already done so, smash that subscribe button. Get those notifications every single time we come on, and you will be notified. Now, listen, we have been posting all some fantastic content on our YouTube page. You are getting to see interviews with Pastor Steph, with Shantiz, with our girl V from I See What You're Doing with Pastor Steph at the Sitter Awards, at the 50th anniversary of hip-hop at Bravery Studios. We have more events after that. Oh, you listen, with all due respect, with Shantiz and V, they have like 2-3 episodes out there already. Don't miss your opportunity to view. Please comment. Please, if you like it, give it that thumbs up so the ladies can know that you're watching. You know, if you got a question, if you got a comment, make sure you put it out there. You know, we have people who have commented. And listen, It's always food for thought, all right? Invite everybody, okay? You tell everybody about everything else. Tell everybody about what's going on here on A Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube channel. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you.